July 31, the church does not fall. In that day, the remnant of Israel and the survivors of the house of Jacob will no more lean upon him that smote them, but will lean upon the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. In truth, a remnant will return, the remnant of Jacob, to the mighty God. Isaiah 10:20 and 21, Revised Standard Version. In vision, I saw two armies in terrible conflict. One army was led by banners bearing the world's insignia. The other was led by the blood-stained banner of Prince Emmanuel. Standard after standard was left a trail in the dust as company after company from the Lord's army joined the foe, and tribe after tribe from the ranks of the enemy united with the commandment-keeping people of God. An angel flying in the midst of heaven put the standard of Emmanuel into many hands, while a mighty general cried out with a loud voice, "Come into line. Let those who are loyal to the commandments of God and the testimony of Christ now take their position. Come out from among them and be ye separate." The battle raged. Victory alternated from side to side. Now the soldiers of the cross gave way as when a standard bearer fainteth. Isaiah 10:18. But their apparent retreat was but to gain a more advantageous position. Shouts of joy were heard. A song of praise to God went up. And angel voices united in the song as Christ's soldiers planted his banner on the walls of fortresses till then held by the enemy. The captain of our salvation was ordering the battle and sending support to his soldiers. His power was mightily displayed, encouraging them to press the battle to the gates. He taught them terrible things in righteousness as he led them on step by step, conquering and to conquer. At last, the victory was gained. The army following the banner with the inscription, "The commandments of God and the faith of Jesus," was gloriously triumphant. Testimonies, Volume 8, page 41. There are many doctrines current in our world. There is many a religion current that numbers its thousands and tens of thousands, but there is but one that bears a superscription and the stamp of God. There is a religion of man and a religion of God. We must have our souls riveted to the eternal rock. Satan will work his miracles to deceive. He will set up his power as supreme. The church may appear as about to fall, but it does not fall. It remains, while the sinners in Zion will be sifted out, the chaff separated from the precious wheat. This is a terrible ordeal, but nevertheless it must take place. None but those who have been overcoming by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony will be found with the loyal and true, without spot or stain of sin, without guile in their mouths. We must be divested of our self-righteousness and arrayed in the righteousness of Christ. Selected Messages, Book 2, pages 379 and 380.